You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Blam, 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 of course, with There Is No Depression in New Zealand. And we have got Barney Duncan in studio. Kia ora, Barney. How
Kia ora.
Are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Very well, thanks. It's nice to have you up. We are chatting to you today because you have got a show on as part of the comedy festival. It's called Taphead. It sounds really interesting. The byline for it basically describes it as part stand-up comedy, part surreal theatre. Taphead explores the life of a lonely tap who works in a public toilet.
Yes, that's it. It's a really hard show to try and describe.
Yeah.
In a byline. Bylines are weird.
I feel like that's a great descriptor.
Okay, good.
I've never heard another show described like that, so that's already a good start.
It's working.
So it is kind of surreal theatre and comedy. What can people expect? Is it just you? Are there other people in the show?
No, yeah, so it's just me. I guess it's my... I have a previous history of doing comedy, but kind of as characters. Like, mm-hmm. I have a character called Juan Vesuvius, who I brought out last year, who's kind of like a Venezuelan calypso DJ.
Nice.
Amazing.
And I do so character comedy and stuff, but mm-hmm. I've never really done like Barney going on stage and doing Barney jokes.
Yep. So is this as close to that as you're getting?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
But then I just kind of... Also, I had this tap head character that I used to draw just as like a cartoon mm-hmm. for like 15 years. And one day, a couple of years ago, I thought, I should make a show out of this tap guy. And then I kind of mushed
tap guy.
I mushed that idea with like, I should do a stand-up show, and I just mushed them together.
Basically. Does this mean that your inner self is tap head? Is that like your truest
kind
form
of
yourself is,
it's a little
is
bit,
tap head?
There is a little realization that I realized... that tap head is kind of a manifestation of kind of my blues, like the blues mm-hmm. side of me.
Right.
Is tap head.
Oh, well, at least you can sort of, I feel like definitely a therapist would sit you down on a couch and have a long chat about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, taps are kind of, you know, you turn them on, they let everything out.
Exactly.
Can I ask why the setting?
Why the public toilet?
Yeah, just out of curiosity. What, you know?
I don't know. It's just like kind of a lonely place for a tap to work.
It is, yeah.
Like more, like as opposed to like a toilet in an airport, a lot of hustle and bustle.
Someone's nice house, something like that. Yeah.
Like in a Parnell villa.
Yeah, no, you've got there's very specific imagery that a public toilet conjures up, I have to say, which I hope everybody's finished their breakfast because that's probably not the imagery they want to be thinking about while they're eating. But I'm excited about this because you've got a bit of a clowning history. We were just talking about this a little bit off air. You've worked with a lot of people who've been through clowning school, but you called yourself the sort of the unskilled clown, but I think that's probably an undersell of your talents. Could you explain what clowning is for people who might not really know what that means necessarily?
Yeah. It's kind of like a fashionable thing that grew out of a few Edinburghs ago and then in some of the like surrounding fringe festivals like Adelaide and stuff, where there was a renaissance of this kind of European style of clowning, which isn't like face paint and juggling and circus stuff, which mm-hmm. is kind of like the American school. European is more like just playing the idiot, playing the like innocent, bumbling idiot mm-hmm. that only seeks joy.
Right.
So they are still kind of like caricatures, but there's a big clown school called Goulier where people like Sacha Baron Cohen went, and my best friend Trigvi Wakenshaw, who I make work with, and another clown called Dr. Brown. Those guys are kind of big breakout dudes that do stuff that's... it's kind of physical, and yeah, they play the idiot, but it's very like audience interactive,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and can get pretty dark.
I hadn't realized Sacha Baron Cohen went there, but it makes a lot of sense now. I feel like a lot of his humor and his characters, they have that, absolutely, they have a relationship with the audience, but they also have kind of a dark, weird sort of embodiment of,
and there's
of
also
things.
An element of like the innocent
yeah,
with them.
Yeah, totally. That's really interesting, actually. So you've actually had some really amazing shows come through. Like last year, Different Party, which was one of your shows, it won Best Comedy Award at the Adelaide Fringe Festival. What's it like taking your shows around different places? Do you find that when you bring it to, I guess, like an Australian audience or maybe an audience in Edinburgh, do you get a different response, or is there sort of a universal kind of thing that people seem to get out of your shows?
No, there's totally different responses. That's why I really love. So Different Party is kind of a physical thing. And we've done that in places like, we've toured quite a bit in China and also South Korea and like Helsinki. Mm-hmm. And the difference of audience between like Helsinki and China is completely different.
Mm, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like you'd have to, it's totally different. People laugh at.
Completely different yeah, things. Yeah.
And that's just.
That's so interesting.
And then we just did it in Spain and they like, they've got a natural bent for the absurd.
Mm-hmm.
So they adored it, but like satire or irony isn't a big thing in Chinese humour.
Right.
It has to be like physical stuff.
I was going to say there's a big clowning tradition in China as well, in Chinese theatre. There's a lot of yeah. that sort of physical stuff.
But they like jokes that are kind of underscored with a like a punchline. Like,
right, right.
And the setup, the time from like setup to punchline has to be no longer than like 4 seconds.
Far out.
Wow.
It's like, it's a joke. And you've got to kind of like underline it with joke, kind of.
Yeah. So you have to kind of like, I guess, learn how those audiences are going to respond to sort of tailor your show to that setting,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And it's good because it's surprising because there's the laughs that you didn't know
yeah, yeah.
were there.
Yeah, that must be very gratifying. How do New Zealand audiences respond to you, to your theatre?
Really nicely, luckily. Yeah, I live in Australia now, and even around Australia it's bizarre. Like Melbourne audiences compared to Perth audiences compared to Adelaide audiences.
Mm.
I'm not going to
totally
get into
different.
Like
yeah.
shitting on Australia at the moment because they just had a horrible election.
I know,
and
oh
feeling,
God.
Feeling
a bit fragile, yeah.
But I can say that New Zealand audiences definitely get the subtle things a lot more than, say, a Perth audience.
Right, okay.
Which is, it's more gratifying to perform in front of an audience like that.
Mm. So you've got a few different dates, the 22nd, 23rd, 24th and 25th. They're all at 10 p.m. at the Basement Theatre. People can find out more info if they go onto the Comedy Fest website or through Basement's page as well. You can find things as well. You've got a couple of tickets you'd like to give away too, is that right?
Yeah, to opening night, tomorrow night.
So if you guys want to go along, text in with your name to 5395, text in Barney, that's your keyword there. And how long are the shows?
I think it's 55 minutes. I'm rewriting it, and I'm the last dude on at the Basement, so I might be able to go over an hour.
Oh, fantastic.
We'll just see how, yeah, we'll see how we go.
The very sort of surreal tail end to the evening.
Yeah,
sounds
there's
like
some
quite
loose,
a good.
There's some loose areas in there that I can kind of free form around. So.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that sounds fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Barney, for popping up this morning to chat to us about Taphead, which is on as part of the International Comedy Festival in New Zealand. Yes, 4 dates. Check them out online as well.
Thank you.
And if you want those tickets, text in. Thanks, guys.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.